I think we know that anyone that you're going to face in this league is going to be a difficult game. Sometimes you come in at the back of losing against Manchester United and Arsenal, and then you look at the next fixture and you feel, oh, well, we got a great opportunity to win, but it doesn't work like that. You need to perform well. I thought Sunderland did very well what they wanted to do, which is try to hit us on the counter, leaving two strikers up the pitch, and that gave them a lot just with 30 seconds to go at half-time, and that was a major blow. Up to that point, I thought we defended well when we had to. I think Sunderland had a couple of good chances, but from that point on, I thought the way we cope with their defensive organisation was outstanding. The way we found space, the way we opened them up, the chances that we created, we took two very good goals. But then Sunderland gets another goal, it gets an equaliser, and then it becomes a bit of a test of character. And then you look around, we got a lot of experience, but concentrated in a few individuals and a lot of youth and bravery. But I thought the way we reacted was magnificent. It was like a very, very experienced team, knowing how to control the game, how to open Sunderland up. Don't underestimate scoring six goals and creating the amount of chances that we did in the way that we did. It was an outstanding attacking display. Of course, you want to keep a clean sheet, and you always want perfection in every game, but it was a really good win, and there are many good signs that we're starting to show consistently of a group of players that I feel they are very special.
Second hat-trick at Goodison Park this season, you'll be particularly pleased for Aruna Kone, I suppose.
Yes, an incredible story. As you know, it was very, very difficult last season. He got, at one point it seemed that it was going to be a career-threatening injury, and it wasn't easy. You're always catching up in match fitness. It wasn't going his way, and then he decided just to change it around. I thought his substitute appearance against Watford changed his career at Everton. From that point, from scoring that goal, we know what he can do. I think his link-up play, his understanding with players around him is outstanding. He's a clinical finisher when he gets in good positions. And it was a special day for him. He scores a hat-trick. He was very influential in the win. He's triggered a new extension in his contract. I thought the crowd were magnificent with Aruna, and I think that feeling that you need as a number nine with our special crowd was there, and that's fascinating looking forward.
Do you think he's proven what he can do to everybody today with those three goals?
Of course, I think he's been very strong throughout the season. I think his performance against Southampton away from home, his performance against Watford when he came on, I think it's been real strong signs and really strong highlights already. I think today, as a 90 minutes, as a performance that you have to do many different things, was very impressive. And then it's not easy to score hat-tricks in this league. And obviously, it's great to have two players already in the same season in our squad that scored two hat-tricks. That's, again, another sign of the potential that we got going forward.
Everybody that came off got a standing ovation, not unnaturally, but nice for De La Feo to come off and get that standing ovation, perhaps a big boost for his confidence in that respect.
It is. I think he's still a young man, and we all know that he fits in so well in our environment. I think as an Everton player, he's an Evertonian, as you see him. To play the amount of football that he's played in the whole week is, for a sprinter, is quite impressive, the level that he's given. The assist is as good as assist as you're going to see. And to have that vision for someone that he dominates a 1v1 situation so well, that makes him a very special footballer. And he knows that the fans loves him. And you could see the reaction back to the crowd was what you want to see on a football team.
You're striving for consistency, Roberto. Can a win like that be the springboard, perhaps, to move you on that further step?
Well, I think consistency is... I think we've been consistent in performances. Consistency in results probably is the nature of the league that we are involved in. Clearly, today we had to win. We wanted to win. We wanted to perform well. We wanted to open the game up and make it an attacking affair for both teams, and we did that. You're looking at the players that they came on against Norwich in the League Cup game, and they showed a very good level. And then today, another very good example of the strength of the squad. Players injured, important players injured, that they're out of the side, and we can still perform in the way that we did today is exciting, and we just want to be even better, rectify things that we can do better, and look forward now to the West Ham game.
Sunderland certainly gave Tim a lot to do in front of goal, didn't he? What have you made of his performance today?
I thought today he was an immense captain. Obviously, we needed a new captain today, and Gareth Barry, I thought he wore the armband with an incredible style, and it was very impressive. But Tim Howard was, for me, was a the real performer under the immense pressure that for one reason or another he's been put under. I thought he attacked his role. He was really impressive in goal. And he gives you that calm feeling of someone that he makes 400 appearances for our football club and being able to help the youngsters around him. I was so, so proud of him because it's not easy. He's experienced, but he's a human being. And his performance was a very, very highlight, a big highlight for me.